Listen up, we've got one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations today only up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously, please, at marketplace.org/givetech.
When resources are in short supply, gadgets can become a godsend. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Scientists agree climate change is causing more severe and frequent extreme weather events like hurricanes and droughts, which threaten global food supply and the agriculture industry that produces it. Those farmers are also dealing with war and weather-related shortages in seed and fertilizer. Many are turning to technology to manage those costs and labor shortages. Precision ag, as it's known, is being used to eke the most out of limited resources. Emil Moffitt of WABE reports from Central Georgia.
The Chase family has been planting peanuts and corn and raising chickens on this land in Oglethorpe for 7 decades. Donald Chase kneels down to inspect this year's peanut crop.
We had some challenges early on with the heat and everything, but they did very well.
A few years ago, his father, now 85 years old, came back from a farm convention with an idea to plop down $50,000 for 2 GPS-guided tractors.
And I was like, but how do we pay for that, Daddy?
But that skepticism was short-lived.
I was wrong about not being able to pay for itself, okay? It actually has a pretty quick return on investment.
And he says it was particularly helpful this year with inflation driving up costs. Chase says technology now touches almost every part of his operation, from planting seeds in just the right spot to applying fertilizer and water in just the right amounts.
We needed to know, well, are we going to get our return for putting out X number of units of nitrogen?
And after the harvest, yield monitors tell Chase what worked and what didn't.
Those are the kind of technologies that I really like, something that I can save money, save a resource, and actually increase yields. That's a win-win. You don't get many of those.
Precision Ag is on display at the University of Georgia's campus in Tifton. That's where Professor Simmer Virk shows me around farm fields in his truck.
You know, it's not just that we can just throw some seed in a planter, fertilizer in a spreader, and apply the same amount throughout the hole. That is very inefficient today if we think about it.
Both Virk and Chase say corralling the full power of tech and farming isn't possible without reliable access to broadband internet. Chase says he's been using cell phone technology to operate his equipment.
I've got a cell phone contract for that monitor. I've got one across the road. I had them in the cornfields as well. And I've got 2 for the chicken house. Yeah, you can get the idea.
But he says that technology is not always reliable. Chase says he's eager for his electric cooperative to install fiber cable and expects that to happen by the fall of next year. He says modernizing operations with technology will help keep future generations involved in farming.
If we don't do something, I don't know who's going to farm. I really don't.
He says the technology that was once a luxury on farms is now a necessity.
That was Emil Moffitt of WABE. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.